Welcome back to the Montevideo Veterans Home. Here, of course, here in Montevideo. Exciting first day because the first resident just moved in earlier this morning. Bill Holman, a World War II veteran, 97 years old. Bill and his family walked through the doors about 9 o'clock this morning, and with a round of applause, people greeted him. The staff greeted him. It was quite the scene. And throughout the morning, we've been visiting with administrators and veterans here at the Montevideo Veterans Home, and it's been a long process to getting it built, and now it's staffed and it's opening. It's more residents will be moving in throughout the day in the next week or so. So we're going to talk about some of the services that are provided here at the Montevideo Veterans Home for these veterans. And one of them is someone I know, Virgil Emmerich, joins us here on Q92. Hi, Virgil. How's it going?
Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you gave us a tour earlier this morning. Now, what's your thoughts on the Montevideo Veterans Home?
I love it. It's
amazing, isn't it?
It is. I can't wait.
All right. Tell our listeners your job title.
So my job title is Food and Nutrition Services Supervisor.
All right. That's a mouthful there.
It is.
So basically, you're the chef. You make all the meals.
I do.
And it's a big undertaking, especially when you get a full house of 72 residents.
Yeah, it is. We'll be doing breakfast, lunch, and supper, and plus snacks in the middle, after supper.
Yep. So, Virgil is a local guy as well. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your background, Virgil? I know you just recently moved back in the area.
I grew up in Madison, graduated from Madison High School. Went to culinary.
What year did you graduate from Madison?
85.
85, okay.
Went to culinary school in North Mankato, and I spent 1 year there. And on a whim, I went up to the cities and had an opening at Hotel Sofitel, and I spent 3.5 years there.
Is that right off 394 or 694?
Right off 494.
494, yeah.
Now it's at Bloomington, Sheridan. So,
I should mention Virgil probably won't, but Virgil is one of the top chefs in the metro area. You've cooked for NFL teams, NBA teams. Talk about that. That's kind of exciting.
It is. It was all exciting. I spent pretty much my 38 years in the cities with hotels, and did a few freestanding restaurants, but mostly hotels. I like the not waiting for a guest as a restaurant would be. So it would be, you got room service and you got banquets and you get the restaurant or two or three restaurants, so just always something going on.
Right.
So,
and so you know, like I said, you serve NFL teams when they come to play the Vikings and stuff. Oh, is that like you got to meet some of the guys or not?
That was
sometimes
interesting. It's the NFL's a different animal, but they're also some of the nicest people I've ever met.
Okay.
I guess there's one thing that sticks in my mind, and it was happens to be with Dallas Cowboys and a quarterback, and him walking through the ballroom eating soup. Oh. So, just like the commercial. So.
It's just like the commercial. Okay. What got you started in the food business? Why do you want to become a chef?
It all started in Madison when I was growing up on a farm, and we had, you know, a 7-acre farm, and everything was, we pretty much grown everything, and on the farm, the only thing we went in town for was milk and sugar and flour. So everything else we did, and I started.
You cooked yourself.
Yep. And did the cookies and did the angel food cakes and all that starting at 11, 12 years old. And I just decided to do that. I was going to go to Detroit Lakes, and they dropped the program when my senior year. So then I thought about Canby and wanted to move a little farther away, and ended up down in Mankato.
Okay. So, that's how it started, okay?
That's how it started.
The love of food. You like to eat, too, I suppose.
I do. the grill is probably my favorite thing to do.
The grill?
Mine's outside all day long, all winter long.
All winter long, okay.
Every day, it's because you can bake on it, you can grill on it, you can smoke on it, you can do anything on the grill.
Okay. So, I got to ask you about your uniform you're wearing. Now,
sure.
Virgil's wearing his uniform, a chef uniform.
Yep.
All white
chef jacket.
You cooking
white.
That?
I've used gray before. I personally try to stay away from black because black was what Escoffier war, and Escaffi is like the kitchen god. So,
okay.
He's the one that started food, so I don't necessarily wear a black jacket because I don't think I'm as good as Escaffi was.
So. Okay. I have no idea what you're talking about, but it sounds good. So. Let's talk about your job responsibilities here at the Montevideo Veterans Home. You have some people that work under you?
Yes.
How many people do you have?
Currently, right now, I have 11 people working under me, 4 in the kitchen, and then I have 7 food service workers. So the food service workers, the actual ones that serve the residents, and our kitchen is located in the lower level, and then we bring the food up to the different households that we're going to have.
Okay. Explain to our listeners, now we're sitting in the community room, and there's a kitchen off the community room to serve the community room. Is that correct?
That is correct. There's a catering kitchen that we can do intern caterings, or if somebody came in and wanted to do an outside catering, they could do that.
So where's the main kitchen at here?
Right below the front desk.
Okay.
It's down one level. Housekeeping's down there, maintenance is down there, and then all important.
Okay.
Kitchen's down there.
All right. So let's talk about the food you're going to serve. That's my favorite subject, food.
Yes.
And I've tasted some of your stuff, and it's awesome. So do you make this up, or do you got to go by what the people say to make, or what? How does that work?
So it all starts...
Breakfast, lunch, and supper.
Breakfast, lunch, supper. So we're serving every day of the week. So nothing can be... You can't do scrambled eggs every day.
Okay.
You're just going to get sick of it. We're going to get sick of eating, and we're going to get sick of cooking. So we have a registered dietitian, and she looks, the first 4 weeks are all set up, and she looks at it for the right calories, the right carbohydrates, and all the rest of that. So in our home, our calorie counts are actually a little bit higher than what the normal person should have. So they're running around 2,200 to 2,400 instead of the 2,000.
Right, diet. Okay.
So, and then from there I take that and I make that as fresh as we can.
Oh, nice.
It's food's better.
It's better, that's right.
So
I see you got the menu in front of you there. What's on the menu today?
Today we got stir-fried chicken with white rice, egg rolls, and then a fortune cookie. And this afternoon we'll be doing brownies with carrot sticks.
For a snack.
So for snacks I want to make something sweet, but then I also want something to fulfill that, keeping that sugar counts or whatever throughout the day.
Okay.
So it's not just spiking with a cookie that's half an hour later you're crashing. So
okay, what's for dinner?
Dinner, we have a hot turkey sandwich. It says mashed potato salad. We're going to change that up and do mashed potatoes. And then green beans, green peas with pearl onions, and then a strawberry shortcake.
All right. What's for breakfast tomorrow? You got that set
tomorrow
up?
Tomorrow we got biscuits and gravy.
Ooh, biscuits and gravy. There we go. Got to stay for that.
So with sausage links, and then we're going to have a hot cereal every day, so tomorrow's cream of wheat.
Okay. Do you enjoy, obviously you enjoy your work.
Oh.
What do you like best about your work that you do, Virgil?
It's all in the kitchen. It's,
love
it's funny. It's
creating things.
I hardly do the same thing twice.
Yeah.
And I got to learn about something different about food every day. Even though I've been in the business for close to 40 years now, there's something always to learn.
Always.
So.
Okay.
I get an online magazine that I read, and they're talking about stem cell growing of animals, and there's a restaurant in California that's doing that now. So.
Okay. Well, Virgil, anything else you'd like to add or cover everything?
I think that's about it. I can't wait to get to know 72 of my closest friends.
And that's right. You get to know them well, right?
Yes, daily.
All right. I wish I was a resident here and I'll listen to that menu. So, all right. Great job, Virgil. Nice visiting with you. Nice seeing you again. And enjoy your job. And great place to work, isn't
it?
Well,
thank you. It is. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks, Virgil.
Thank you.
Virgil Emmerich is the... Okay, what's your title again?
Food and Nutrition Services Supervisor.
Food, Nutrition Service...
Supervisor.
Yep. Okay, Executive Chef. I'm going to go with that. From the Montevideo Veterans Home, Virgil Emmerich. Thanks, Virgil.
Thank you.